This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the constitution of a high-power task force on examination reforms headed by renowned technology expert Nandan Nilekani. The task force will also consist of former IB Director Tapan Deka, former ISRO Chairman S. Somnath, IIT Chennai Director V. Kamakoti. Besides, former Education Secretary Anita Karwal and logistics expert Amrit Lal Meena are also part of the task force. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the task force will focus on strengthening the examination system and, based on its recommendations, necessary steps will be taken at the earliest to ensure the credibility of future examinations. The Prime Minister added that the government is also moving towards introducing a new law in Parliament tomorrow with stringent provisions to deal with examination-related irregularities.
हम कल पार्लियामेंट के अंदर कठोर कानूनों के प्रावधान के साथ नया कानून बनाने की दिशा में भी आगे बढ़ रहे हैं लेकिन हमें भविष्य के लिए सोचना है हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति ट्रांसपेरेंट हो हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति में सबसे ज्यादा टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग हो इन सारी बातों को ध्यान में रखते हुए विश्व प्रसिद्ध टेक्नोलॉजी एक्सपर्ट श्रीमान नंदन निलेकनी जी के नेतृत्व में एक हाई पावर टास्क फोर्स बनाने का निर्णय किया है जो एग्जामिनेशन रिफॉर्म की तरफ फोकस करेगा
Union Minister Pralhad Joshi assumed charge as the Education Minister. Mr. Joshi was appointed to the post on Saturday following the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi also continues to hold the portfolios of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, and New and Renewable Energy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterated that there will be no talks with Pakistan and any dialogue would focus solely on Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, an integral part of India illegally occupied by Pakistan.
भारत पाकिस्तान के हर मिस एडवेंचर का
इंडिया हैज द कैपेसिटी टू रिस्पॉन्ड टू एवरी मिस एडवेंचर ऑफ पाकिस्तान इन अ मैनर फार मोर सेवियर देन इट्स इमेजिनेशन एंड आई वांट टू गिव दिस क्लियर मैसेज फ्रॉम दिस प्लेटफॉर्म दिस विल बी द कॉन्सिक्वेंस ऑफ एवरी सिंगल मिस एडवेंचर एम्ड एट इंडिया सॉवरेनिटी फ्रेंड्स आवर इंटेंशन इज क्लियर देर विल बी नो टॉक्स विद पाकिस्तान एंड इफ देर आर टॉक्स दे विल ओनली बी अबाउट पीओके विच इज अ पार्ट ऑफ इंडिया दैट वॉज इलीगली ऑक्यूपाइड बाय पाकिस्तान
जिस पर पाकिस्तान ने अवैध तरीके से कब्जा किया
The Defence Minister was addressing the 27th Kargil Vijay Diwas celebrations at Dras in Ladakh yesterday. Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu won the gold medal in the women's 48-kilogram event at the ongoing Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. The 31-year-old lifter produced a record-breaking performance, lifting 85-kilogram in the snatch to set a CWG record in the category. She then lifted 105-kilogram in the clean and jerk, another Games record to finish with a total of 190-kilogram. With this victory, Mirabai Chanu secured her third consecutive Commonwealth Games gold medal, having also bagged the yellow medal in the 2018 and 2022 editions. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, PM Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated Mirabai Chanu on her gold medal victory. Delhi government has constituted the Delhi Commission for Women and the Delhi Minorities Commission. On the instructions of Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, Lata Gupta has been named chairperson of the Delhi Commission for Women, while Nirmal Jain has been appointed chairperson of the Delhi Minorities Commission. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta stated that these initiatives aim to enhance the protection of women's rights, support their empowerment, ensure the welfare of minority communities, and safeguard their constitutional rights. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. Isolated places of northeastern states are also likely to experience heavy rainfall today. In Odisha, a deep depression over the Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify monsoon activity in the state from tomorrow, with the IMD issuing red alerts for several districts. In men's cricket, India defeated hosts Zimbabwe by 35 runs in the third and final T20 international to clean sweep the series 3-0 in Harare. Chasing a target of 193 runs set by India, Zimbabwe managed to score 157 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. Earlier, opting to bat, India posted 192 for the loss of 5 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.